Thursday, a Charleston billionaire reached a deal to buy Canada's oldest and most famous company. It's the country's largest retailer and fourth largest employer. But more than that, the Hudson's Bay Company is an icon of Canadian history, one that will now be in American hands. Joining us to talk about that history is Lynn Tether, who teaches at the University of Toronto. Hello.
Hello.
Hudson's Bay was founded in 1670, and it really helped build the nation of Canada. Tell us the story.
Well, it was exclusively created to develop fur trade, and so this was primarily driven by a fashion in Europe for beaver hats. We have exploration west as a result, and so we see some of the major personalities, the first to see the buffalo on the plains, the first to discover the Northwest Passage, and Alexander Mackenzie, the first to see get to the Pacific, for example. And in that process, of course, lots of history of interaction with First Nations, who were, after all, the primary people who were doing the fur trapping.
So these early trading posts for beaver fur eventually became this huge retail chain in the country.
Exactly. It's about 1870 when they transfer into retail work, because the fur-bearing trapping business was really kind of depleted. And what occurs is that the land, the huge amount of square mileage they had in Canada's west, northwest, was sold to Canada and really created our provinces in the west eventually, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta.
Are Canadians clinging to their Hudson's Bay blankets this week? It's their signature item, I take it.
Yes, and they're worth quite a bit as collector's items if you have an older one as well. See, I'm old enough to remember that there was a craze for Hudson's Bay blanket coats in the 60s and 70s. So this beigey white cream coat with these striped colors called the points blanket were actually being worn as well as being put on your bed. But, you know, I haven't seen a terrific flourish of discussion or activity. We perhaps are used to this kind of economic connection with the United States. I personally think, though, it has a psychological effect and it's deep-rooted, because we're talking about the heritage background of the creation of a country.
University of Toronto Professor Lynn Tether, thank you.
Well, thank you.